This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to Unbreakable Latina.
Hi guys, welcome back to Unbreakable Latina. This is your host Melina. I took a little break from podcasting last week and I felt really out of it. I had gone to brunch with my friend Chantel and I don't know, I just been feeling really overwhelmed, which I'm sure a lot of us are struggling with the same thing of going about our normal lives when the world is falling apart. There is a genocide that is happening in Palestine and all the videos that you see on Instagram, on TikTok, and you have to continue to live your life and go to work and make dinner and feel guilty about doing those things because there's people out there suffering in the world, and my heart's just been really heavy. And I'm gonna be honest with you guys, I honestly did not know what was happening before I actually started watching what happened in Palestine and like the history behind it, and just got in this deep dive last week or 2 weeks ago, I can't even remember, I'm losing track of time. But I started watching and I was like, wow, this is so messed up that this is happening. And I didn't know how to put it into words. Thankfully, there's people out there that are making videos and letting us know exactly what's happening and reporting live from Palestine. And just, it's heartbreaking. Like, I have no words for it. All I know is that there's humans being killed and being funded by our tax dollars. And that just breaks my heart. And if you haven't watched these videos, they're hard to watch, but imagine how difficult and how heartbreaking it is to just be scared every day that today might be your last day because you and your family are in danger 24/7. I know that I have a platform. If I reach people for the freaking workout set that I wear or how I curl my hair, I know that I could reach people to send this message. Your voice is powerful. Even if you don't think that it is, it is. Because of all these other people that have been on social media speaking, they opened my eyes. And I hope me talking about this on the podcast opens your eyes. That there's people out there suffering, and if you stay silent, imagine if that was your family. Imagine if that was our life every day. How scary, how unfair is it that in these times that we live in, things like this are still happening? How would you feel if the world didn't speak up for you? I urge everyone to email Congress to sign petitions. I'm going to link everything in the show notes. You can find it at ceasefiretoday.com. There's all these links. It's really easy. You can call them as well. There's scripts there. There's emails that get generated for you. You could personalize your own email. But this has to stop. And I know that it probably is. Sometimes I could say it's a little nerve-wracking to speak up about these things because then you get like people attacking you online and like, you know, The first time I posted something about the genocide, I got a few messages from people that I know, like, do you even know what's going on? Or why are you posting about this? This is blah blah blah. Like trying to tell me what to believe in. And I'm like, respectfully, you can believe whatever you want to believe, but this is what I believe and this is my space. So if you don't like it, then don't look at it. Don't follow me. Unfollow me. And it is scary because then you see people's true colors, you know? And it might mean losing some friendships and losing some followers, and it doesn't matter. Those people are not for you if they believe on those things. Like, it's hard to be friends with somebody who lacks compassion and lacks empathy. And don't be scared to post about it. And please go to that website that I told you and continue to speak on this. Because imagine if we didn't have social media, we wouldn't know what was going on. We would only know whatever the news tells us. And it is so eye-opening to me that nowadays, you know, there's so many things that happen in the world. But because of social media, we're able to see the true story from your point of view. So, like, if something happens and you recorded, and now I know what truly happened, not whatever narrative the news is trying to give us. So, with that being said, I hope that I expressed myself correctly. It is nerve-wracking to talk about this because I don't want to say the wrong thing and I don't want to seem like I am not in tune with what's going on and I'm out of touch and all I care is about like posting my silly little videos. And I honestly haven't really been posting that much, and I've just been reflecting and thinking, like, if I could post a bunch of dumb screenshots of guys being dumb or someone saying something to me or me being funny, I could also post about the genocide that's happening. And you know, it's better to say something than not say something and just pretend like nothing's going on and then be like, here's my outfit of the day. So I thought about it a lot and I kept talking to my friends about it. I'm just like, I don't feel normal, like, not posting, but then I also feel like I have to post because, like, you know, like, I have a platform to talk about this. And anyways, on today's episode, such a weird transition, but we're here for a podcast, a little distraction, you know, a little distraction from your seasonal depression and what's going on in the world. And just let me catch you guys up on the last 2 weeks. So 2 weeks ago on Saturday, my mom had a little family reunion with her cousins that I don't really know that well. But it was funny because I guess I have a bunch of cousins, but that's what being Mexican is, right? Well, second cousins, or what do they call them? I don't know. But it's my mom's cousins and their kids, and they're like, oh, that's your cousin. I'm like, hi, nice to meet you. And it's funny because one of my mom's cousin's daughter follows the podcast and was messaged me one day, like, hey, I think your mom's related to my mom. And sure enough, so small world. I have more relatives than I thought, and I never met them. So it was kind of nice to see, like, my mom interact with her cousins. And I started thinking, like, how is life going to be in the future? Like, are my cousins going to get together like this? I hope so, because it was nice to see them all, like, dancing, and they had mariachi. And then on Sunday, I went to brunch with Chantel, and I was just telling her how tired I was. She told me to take a break. I listened to Chantel. She's also my therapist. No, I'm just kidding. She's not my therapist, but she listens to me, and I listen to her, and we have like these really deep conversations. And I'm just so glad that she was put back in my life. And thankfully, because of the podcast, it's where we reconnected because she saw one of my videos and was like, Melina, is that you? And I'm like, yeah, it's me. And I hadn't seen her since I was like in eighth grade. So do the math. It's a long time. Another thing that I realized in the last 2 weeks is that people on Instagram Reels, like, not my followers, okay? I'm talking about like when it goes viral, and people are really mean on IG and on TikTok. It's so different. So there's such a different audience. Like, I love Instagram because I get to connect with you guys, but damn, people are bullies on Instagram and on TikTok. Like, people are so nice. Like, yeah, here and there you get a little troll, but mostly on Instagram is where I get trolled. So recently I had posted a video. It was like a trend on TikTok. And sometimes the trends on TikTok don't translate well on Instagram. So it was like a picture. It was like a picture of yourself. And it says like, oh, you're 33 and you're still not married, or you're still single. Basically, it was like, here's my life in a little fast-paced clips of what I've been doing when people bring up, like, why are you still single? Why don't you have kids? Why haven't you settled down? And I just did, like, a picture of me and then a bunch of clips of trips I've taken or concerts I've been to and things I've done. So basically, it was like, hey, I haven't reached that stage in my life where I'm settling down, but I'm still enjoying my life. And there's more to life than just being a parent or being a husband or a wife. And at first, I was like, yeah, go off, sis. You know, like all my followers, all you guys. But then it started going viral. And there was all these men's. It was mostly men. There were some women, too. But oh my God, who's funding those trips? It's because you're a hoe, you're the town tricycle, you're this, you're that. You're unhappy, you're depressed because you don't have a husband, because you don't have kids. So many ugly things were said to me in that video, and my phone was just going off. It happened on a Friday, and I was at work, and my phone just kept popping off. And at first, like, I was like, whatever, ignore. And then at some point, like, this guy, like, just went off, like, really, like, telling me, like, oh, I see your other videos, you have seasonal depression, and, like, you're trying to glamorize, and you're just a girl with a microphone, and you're giving all this bad advice to people, and women should want to get married. And I was like, when did I not say that I wanted it? I never said, hey, I don't want to get married, hey, I don't want to have kids. And so I responded back, and I was like, I said something smartass, like my usual, and he just kept going, and he started trolling all my other videos, and I was just like, oh my God, it's getting out of control. And then other people were feeding off of it, and I was just like, you guys are lucky that I actually, like, don't let people like you get to me. But I'm not gonna lie, like, I was just like overwhelmed by the amount of messages that I was getting, and I was just like, wow, like, I really put myself and exposed myself, and people were just making assumptions about two sentences that I wrote. And I was just flexing my life a little. But anyways, like, that really put me in a mood. I was just like, what the fuck is wrong with people? And then I went on Instagram and talked about it. And then I was like, wait, like, there's other shit going on in the world. Like, this isn't important. So anyways, I removed the video from my profile, from my grid, or from just being public. I archived it. And then a couple of days later, I'm like, let me unarchive it. I'm sure it's not going to go viral anymore. And sure enough, it happened again. Like, I want to do a whole episode on that because I am tired of people telling me that my eggs are probably not working, that I'm unhappy, that I need a man to fulfill me, and that I'm really, truly unhappy. Like, I am so sick of that narrative, and I'm tired of it. And it sucks that it happens. Like, no one knows. Like, what if I was having trouble having kids? Like, I don't even know if I could have kids. Or what if I would just went through, like, a really terrible breakup and left somebody that treated me so badly? You know, like, people make assumptions. So please be kind to others because you don't know what they're going through. Like, thankfully, I'm not going through any of that. But, like, people are mean. There are mean people in the world. And I couldn't believe that's, like, the most I've ever gotten bullied in one day. Okay, so I did a thing. I downloaded the dating apps again. Don't laugh at me. Stop laughing at me. I hear you guys, but none of you guys have introduced me to anybody, so let me be, okay? Anyways, I downloaded it for the plot, and I was just like, let me have a more positive attitude about meeting somebody, potentially going on a date. So I had a couple conversations here and there, and I actually hit it off with this one guy. And, you know, me, I'm funny. So he was just like, I'm tired of my family telling me la novia. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, then we were talking about something about, like, Hinge being the app that is meant to be deleted. I was like, yeah, I delete it all the time and I re-download it. And then he's like, oh, before you delete it, let me get your number. I want to take you out. So I'm like, 909, get a novia. And it was funny. There was banter. We were cracking up. I gave him my number because I was like, just in case, because I might delete this. I delete it quite often. And it was going well. And I saw that he lived in LA, which usually every time someone lives in LA, I'm like, they're going to complain about the distance from LA to my house. So far he's like going, you know, my radius of whatever the dating app, like it's like 45 miles, 50 miles. But this guy liked me, you know? So he knew where I lived. It says right there, Riverside. And we're talking and then he's like, oh, where do you live? And I'm like, oh, I live in Riverside. He's like, oh, okay, that's far. And I was like, yeah. He's like, I thought I only had my dating thing to 9 miles. And I was like, obviously not, because you match with me and you like me. He's like, yeah, I did. And I said, it's actually 40 something miles from where I live. And then he goes, wow, that's freaking far. So anyways, we're going back and forth. And then he's like, well, Friday might work. Hold on, let me read it to you guys because it's better. I was reading it to Angela earlier and I was just like, are you serious? So he goes, I'm worth the drive. And I thought he was kidding, right? He goes, make the 40-mile trip. I said, me? I don't drive. As a joke, right? I thought he was joking. He goes, I would say let's do Friday. That way you don't have to worry about work the next morning. And then I said, you want me to drive? And then he's like, yes, you. He said, there's also a train if you don't have a license because ain't shit to do fun out there. Trust me. I was just there the last couple weekends. I said, LMAO. Wow. At that point, I got the immediate ick. I was like, ew. Like, at first, I thought he was kidding, but he's being for real. And then he just went fact. And he's like, and then he took a while. And he's like, you really don't drive? And I responded, I do drive. I'm just not driving to LA. Smiley face. He said, I didn't respond because I already knew we're done. And he goes, respectfully, you're super cool, but the distance is too much. Nobody wants to sit in traffic for hours. I would like to have someone that I can hit up and let's go get ice cream and it's happening in 20 minutes or less. So I was just like, bro, you don't have to respond. We could have just left it at, I'm not driving to LA. That's it, period. So then I was just like, I just loved it. And I said, I'm glad you said it and not me. Have a good one. He said, we were both thinking it and I'm not one to ghost. That's just rude. LOL. And I didn't respond, right? Because conversation over. And then he goes and likes like other text messages that I sent him. And I'm like, do you want my attention, sir? This weekend, I went to the Dia de los Muertos Festival here in downtown Riverside. And it was my first time there. My cousins do an ofrenda every year. And I wanted to check it out. I always had plans on that day. So this time I didn't have any plans. So I went and I walked around and it was really pretty looking at everybody's like makeup done and their ofrendas and all the businesses and just the city was popping, okay? And I got to the part where the ofrendas were, and as soon as I saw my cousin's ofrenda, like, I was just, like, in tears. Like, we made eye contact, and I was like, oh, my God, like, this is a lot. And we've never, like, they have done the ofrenda a couple years, but I, myself, didn't grow up doing ofrendas. Like, my mom was telling me about it, and I think because of Coco, like, a lot of people got educated on ofrendas and it's done in Mexico all the time, but here we never celebrated it. I do want to do it next year, but it was just so beautiful. And also, like, you know, just a reminder of how life is so short. And my family has been through a lot of loss. The first one was my aunt who passed away in a car accident because of a distracted driver. And that's their mom, my cousin's mom. And, you know, it was just such a, I don't know how to explain it, like, the, when it happened, like, this is speaking on how my grieving, right? Like, my aunt was the type of person that always had a smile on her face and, like, you know, bien curiosita, if she saw something that reminded her of you, like, she would buy it, like, she would always buy me little earrings, and mija, mira esto y me acuerdo de ti. She's my dad's sister, and she's the only relative that lived nearby us from my dad's family, so we were often be at their house all the time. And just when it happened, it's just like, It was shocking. It was traumatic. And losing a loved one to a sudden death or an accident is hard. And I know losing someone is hard in general. Like, when you know they're sick, you kind of, like, you know, you, not that you expect it. It's never easier, but it's just like, you kind of know. But when it's one day you're just going about your life and you lose a loved one, like, it's very impactful. I didn't, till this day, like, grief is so weird, you know? Like, I've talked about grieving, like, someone who's still alive, but grieving someone who's no longer alive is also difficult. And sometimes I feel numb to it because, like, no se siente real. I don't know if you guys feel that way when you've lost a loved one. But I felt like this week, you know, there was a lot of emotions going on because of all the, like, videos. And when I saw the ofrenda, I saw, like, my aunt's favorite things. And not only was my aunt on that ofrenda, my other tías were there too. My dad's sisters, my dad's brother. I had a few aunts pass away suddenly from COVID. That was something that, you know, was also traumatic. And I know a lot of people have lost people to COVID. And I don't know, you don't properly get to grieve. Like, we didn't do services. Like, everything just happened so fast. And it felt, like, so unreal. And I just want to say that if you, you know, had a very emotional week because of Dia de los Muertos, and you did your ofrenda, or you thought about your loved one, or you watched all those videos on TikTok, like, you know, it's okay to cry. It's okay to miss them. But, you know, remember them, talk about them. And I think sometimes, like, when you lose people, you're afraid to talk about them because you don't want to, like, you know, make people upset or, like, bring back, like, the memories of the fact that this person is no longer on earth. But one thing that I have noticed, especially, like, with my mom, like, when I ask her questions about my abuelita, which is her mom, my abuelita Rosa, like, she gets so happy talking about her and her memories and stuff. So if you take anything from today, like, it's been an all over episode, very emotional. I'm sorry if I made you cry, but talk about your loved ones, keep their stories alive, and, you know, remember them and do fun things that they used to like doing and use their little phrases. Like, I had this tia who, this is probably, like, maybe not everybody's cup of tea, but I think it's so funny. Like, one time she came out of the restroom and she was like, como dice el dicho, puro pedo y pedo. And it's so funny to me because I'll never forget that day because I was like, did she really say that? But, like, you know, keep their memories alive. And I want to do the ofrenda next year. I've seen so many videos of, like, people's spirits coming, like, your loved one's spirits coming back and saying hi to you or, like, doing something, or I don't know. I think it's cool that, you know, their presence is here. Like, I personally have never felt that. But I want to, like, I want to see what does my abuelita have to say, what do my tías have to say, and I don't know. Anyways, this episode, I did not plan to talk about all this, and I just want to catch you guys up on life and how I've been feeling. And I had planned to do, like, that Big Sis Advice segment. I still have all your guys' voicemails, but I will do it next week, and I hope that you guys have a good week, and don't forget to email your Congress people and keep posting about Palestine, what's going on, and try to make it a good week. And definitely the time change is really kicking my butt. I'm actually recording at 9:25 p.m., okay? So it's been a long day, it's been a long week, but hay que echarle ganas. And thank you guys so much for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Follow me at Unbreakable Latina on TikTok and Instagram. And take care. And I love you all. Have a great one. Bye.